thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
From 2 Corinthians 3:18, that same glory coming from the Lord, who is the Spirit, transforms us into His likeness in an ever greater degree of glory. They say a rut is just a grave with the ends kicked out. And once you get into a rut, it's hard to get out, especially if it's comfortable. You'll never become what God wants you to be, or all that you could be, as long as you resist change and insist on staying as you are. There are two kinds of change. Number one, the change you personally must make. Astronaut James Irwin said, "You might think going to the moon was the most scientific project ever, but they literally threw us in the direction of the moon. We had to adjust our course every 10 minutes and landed only 50 feet inside of the 500-mile radius of our target. On that mission, every change, no matter how small, was essential to success. Let's face it, we dislike change, so we try to resist or postpone it as long as possible. Yet in the end, it's the only thing that brings growth. The Bible says, whoever disregards discipline comes to poverty and shame, but whoever heeds correction is honored. Wise people are willing to change their minds. The foolish never do. And number two, the change only God can make. His goal for your life is to develop in you the character qualities of Jesus. And since that cannot be accomplished through self-effort, His word says that same glory coming from the Lord, who is the Spirit, transforms us into His likeness in an ever greater degree of glory. What brings about change? Drawing on God's power each day. From Vision's Word for Today, are you struggling with change?
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.